Schüleim, Panosse, Teufel. Ungeseh, reist du, weiß ich, wo es wenn ich um meist. Nicht so schön, wenn ich uns heif. Lef und Echo, Anachno, Anachno. Beholam, du bist in zwei Lachheim. Teufel, Ulle, Schüleim, Anachno. Beholam, du bist in zwei Lachheim. Teufel, Ulle, Schüleim. Beseifel, Chaim, Beruchwe, Schüleim, Panosse, Teufel. Ich stehe weiß, ich weiß, wenn ich um weiß, nicht so schön, wenn ich um sei. Lef und Echo, Anachno, Anachno. Bechalam, von Beis, ich weiß, ich heim. Teufel, Ulle, Schaloim, Anachno. Bechalam, von Beis, ich weiß, ich heim. Teufel, Ulle, Schaloim. Stopp, Agola, Uwismann, Korib. Uwismann, 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 Korib. Stopp, Agola, Hashta, hashta, hashta bagala, hashta bagala, uvizman korib, uvizman, uvizman, uvizman korib, uvizman, uvizman, uvizman korib.
Atem nitzavim hayom kulechem lifnei Adonai Eloheichem roshechem shivteichem zikneichem v'shotereichem kol ish Yisrael tapechem nisheichem v'gerecha asher bekerev machanecha mechotev eitzecha Ad Shoev Meimecha. You are all standing before God this day. Your leaders, your officers, all the people of Israel, children, women, strangers, within your camp, from the woodcutter to the one who draws the water. Dot, dot, dot. Vayelech Moshe Vaydaber Eskol Hadivarim Ha'ele El Kol Yisrael. And Moshe went and spoke these words to all of Israel. OU Israel presents
in. Welcome.
Shalom, and welcome to another issue of Torah Tidbits Audio. I'm your host, Phil Chernovsky, and this show is for Parshat Nitzavim Vayelech, and really for Rosh Hashanah, since we are not going to be broadcasting or recording next week, I don't think. If so, I'll try to do it at the beginning of the week, but we will discuss Rosh Hashanah today as well. Recording and first availability, Yom Chamishi, Thursday, the 23rd day of Elul, 5777, corresponding this year to September 14th. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130, Shir HaMa'alot Mima'amakim Kraticha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tehiyena Oznecha Kashuvot, L'Kol Tachanunai. Im Avono Tishmor Yoh Adonai Mia Amod, Ki Imacha Hasalicha Lema'an Tivare. Kiviti Adonai Kivita Nafshi, V'Lidvaro Hochalti. Nafshi L'Adonai, Mishomerim LaBoker, Shomerim LaBoker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Harbe Imo Fidut. V'Hu Yifde Et Yisrael, Mikol Avonotav. Achinu Kol Beit Yisrael, Hanatunim Batzara V'Ashivya, Ha'omedim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, HaMakom Yirachem Aleihem V'Yotziyem Mitzara L'Yirvacha, U'Me'afela L'Ora U'Mishibud L'Geula, Hashta Ba'agala U'Vizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. Thus sounds the shofar each morning of each weekday morning of Elul, with the exception of Erev Rosh Hashanah, this coming Wednesday, in order to distinguish between the custom of blowing shofar in a token form each morning with the mitzvah of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Minhag, optional, minhag, custom, obligatory mitzvah, chiyuv, of Rosh Hashanah. The opening song, instead of just using the intro, I played the whole song. We will be saying in every Amidah, come the eve of Rosh Hashanah, all the way through Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, B'Sefer Chaim. The translation is, in the book of life, blessing, peace, and prosperity. May we and all your people, the house of Israel, be remembered and written before you for a good life and for peace. There are a lot of places in the Torah where God says to us through Moshe Rabbeinu and commands us a mitzvah, what to do and what not to do. And there's always an implied understanding that doing what we are commanded or not doing what we are commanded comes along with accountability. We understand the concept of reward and punishment, even if we don't know specifically what kind of reward or how much reward, or in this world, in the next world, a combination. And for non-compliance, punishment. And I guess you could say that in most cases, a command is not followed with, remember to do it, because if you don't do it, things are going to happen bad. You'll be punished. It's an implication that goes throughout the Torah. But then we have several times where it is not just implied, it is spelled out. If you follow my statutes, then good things happen, and if you don't, then bad things will happen. And of all the times that we find an if-then, and if-not-then, they come in different shades. Not to go through the whole thing exhaustively, although that would probably make an interesting study. Let's take, for example, what we say, what we quote from the Torah every single day, twice a day. Second passage of the Shema, to be found towards the end of Parshat Ekev, begins V'hoya im Shamoa Tishmu El Mitzvotai, and if you will listen, carefully listen to the mitzvot Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Etchem Hayom that I am commanding you, specifically to love God, to serve Him with all your heart and all your soul. And that's a very broad thing, but we could define it as the proper performance of mitzvot and the correct, proper avoidance of prohibitions. Then, v'natati mitar artzichem b'ito yore u'malkosh v'yosafta d'ganecha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Then you will have plentiful rainfall and you will have nice harvests. And then comes the warning. He shamru lachem, pen yiftel levavachem, v'sartem v'avadtem elohim achirim, v'shtachavitem lahem. Be very careful, lest you turn from God and serve other gods and bow to them. Then v'chora af Hashem b'chem v'yotzarat Hashemayim. Then God will seal the heavens and prevent rain from falling. And you will be lost from the land, the good land, which God has given you. Now, this if then, I guess you could read it in different ways. It's kind of harsh, but somehow it's presented to us in a softened way that we don't cringe. Maybe we should, but we don't cringe every time we say this or hear this. But then you get, twice in the cycle of the Torah reading, once in Bechukotai in the end of Vayikra, and once in Ki Tavo, last week's Torah reading, which spoke about blessings and curses and curses and more curses and more terrible things. And it is presented in such a way that not only do we cringe, but there have been times in history where nobody wanted to get the Aliyah for that Torah reading, and many congregations just read it without calling anybody up. And when that was criticized, they went back to calling somebody, but the somebody, as we've spoken about last week, was usually the rabbi of the shul, or the Baal Kore who reads the Torah, or my favorite, the person who gives out aliyot throughout the year. He's the one that takes that aliyah, so no one can say he's giving the good stuff to his friends and he sticks me with the harsh words. But the point is that the tochacha in both Bechukotai and Ki Tavo are very, very harsh, but basically they say the same thing. And that is, if you keep the mitzvot, things will be good, and if you don't keep the mitzvot, things will not be good. They will be bad. And whether we're talking about individuals or community is not the point here. The point is that ideally, God should tell us what to do and we should do it. And the fact that we need the reminder of if you do it, then good, and if you don't do it, then bad, is not ideal. And then the fact that we need to be yelled at and God's voice raised, ironically, as we read that portion in a low voice because we can't really handle it otherwise, and fast, and let's get away from this whole section. So, just as an analogy to a parent and a child, you could say to your child, this is what I would like you to do, and these are the things I'd like you not to do. And apparently, human nature is such that you need to be told, by the way, not really by the way, if you do what I told you to do, then that's good and you'll be rewarded for it. We shouldn't need that. The child shouldn't need that. But we are human. And then, every so often, maybe when things get a little slack, we need not a reminder, but we need a dressing down and God's anger. Now, all of this leads up to the point that in this week's Torah reading, which is a 40 pasuk nitzavim plus a 30 pasuk vayelech, the two shortest sedras in the Torah, combined to a whopping 70 psukim, which itself is an extremely short parsha. The Nitzavim starts off with the same thing, like, here we go again. But somehow we hear God's voice softened. And he's not yelling. He's reiterating the fact that if we remain faithful to God, that's good. And if we don't, bad things are in store. But it does not come across the way last week's Tochacha did. And I believe a major factor in why not is the fact that it goes one crucial step further. We've heard this is what you're supposed to do and this is what you're not supposed to do. Then we hear in different ways, if you follow, that's good, and if you don't follow, that's bad. And then we hear God, kivyochol, yelling, I told you bad things will happen if you don't follow, and this is them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, etc. And now we feel, not yelling, softening, and as I said, especially because these warnings are followed by, when it comes to pass, that you have had the blessings and the curses, and you have been dispersed among the nations of the world, there are two major tasks of return, teshuvah. Vishavta ad Hashem Elokecha, and you shall return until God, or to God. And that means a spiritual return in heeding the commands of the Torah, and it also includes a physical return from the dispersion, from the diaspora, back to Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, we seem to be doing nicely on that count, and also nicely on the first count. Depends how you look and where you look. It's sort of like an ongoing battle, because we have dropouts, and we have add-ons, and Torah is flourishing, and Torah learning is at an all-time high, and people coming back to religious observance is a common feature, but so is the opposite. Anyway, that's not for now. What is for now is that in Nitzavim, we are presented with the concept of returning to God and his returning us to the land of Israel where we are supposed to be. Our command to return is any time of the year, but the high point is the month of Elul and the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. But it's really for any time. People don't react that way sometimes, so you localize it a little and you intensify it as well. But that's our task for now. And that's why the calendar is finagled in such a way, manipulated in such a way, that the Torah reading for the Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah is Parshat Nitzavim. Sometimes by itself, sometimes together with Vayelech, as it is this year. But always Nitzavim brings us into Rosh Hashanah. Because we have more than if you do good, fine, and if you don't, bad. But even if you do bad, it's not a fait accompli. You can do tshuva, and you could come back, and you could be brought back, and you will be brought back. And that's very uplifting. I don't know if there's any part of the Torah that is more inspiring. As Re'eh Natati Lefanecha Hayom, see that this day I have given you et ha-chayim ve'et ha-tov, life and good, ve'et ha-mavet ve'et hara, and death and evil. And the definition of what that means. Asher anochi mitzavecha hayom li'avot Hashem Elokecha lalechet bidrachav v'lishmor mitzvotav v'chukotav u'mishpatav v'chayita v'ravita u'verachecha Hashem Elokecha ba'aretz asher ata ba'shama lirishta. What means good and life? The love of God, the following in His ways, the observance of mitzvot and judgments and statutes, and you should live and flourish and will be blessed by God in the land which He is bringing you to inherit. V'im yifne levavecha v'lo tishma, again, and if you don't follow, then v'nidachta, then and vishtachvita lelohim achirim vavadtam, higadti lochem hayom ki avod tovedun. I tell you that you will be lost. Lo tarichun yamim al ha'adama, asher ato over et hayardein lavo shama lirishta. You will not have longevity, tenure in the land of Israel which you are being brought to. And he takes as witnesses the heavens and the earth, and God says, it was right here, uvacharta b'chayim. I take as witnesses the heavens and the earth, life and death I have placed before you, blessing and curse. Uvacharta b'chayim. Be smart. Choose life. Lema'an tichye ata v'zarecha, so that you and your offspring will live. Li'ahavat Hashem Elokecha, to love God. Lishmoa b'kolo, to listen to His voice. Uledov kavo, and to cling to Him, to it. Kihu chayecha v'orech yomecha, because this is your life and the lengthening of your days. La shevet al ha'adama, asher nishba Hashem la'avotecha, li Avraham, li Yitzchak, uli Yaakov, la teit lahem, that God promised our ancestors to give to them and then to us. The song that opened the show was from Mordechai Ben David, an old album called V'chol Ma'aminim, with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur related songs. It's a wonderful album to listen to at this time of year, including the next track, Barosh Hashanah Yikatevun, that we are inscribed on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur, and Tefillah, Teshuvah and Tzedakah, Ma'aviren et Roa Hagzeira, that our challenge is to daven properly and to be charitable and kind to others and to repent. Mordechai Ben David. The second of the two sedras that we read this Shabbat, Vayelech, shortest sedra in the Torah, as I mentioned, 30 psukim, contains the last two mitzvot of the 613 according to the counting of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is maybe the most popular of the mitzvah counters, based mostly on the Rambam, almost perfectly on the Rambam, actually with a noted exception here, because the Rambam counts one mitzvah from Ha'azinu, which the Sefer HaChinuch does not count. Anyway, the two mitzvot that we're talking about briefly are Hakel, the once-in-seven-year gathering of the Jewish people, men, women, and children, to Yerushalayim, to the Beit HaMikdash, for the public reading of parts of the Book of Devarim by the king, the Melech. And it is supposed to be a national unity experience, paralleled by none. It is a mitzvah that applies only in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. It is done on the Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, of the year following Shemitah. And in our times, since the establishment of the State of Israel, there has been a once-in-seven-year Zecher LaHakel, commemorative of Hakel, at the Kotel, and a very impressive event. The last mitzvah is the writing of a Sefer Torah. The Torah atypically gives the reason for the mitzvah to write a Torah scroll. Maybe more than a reason, but the purpose of writing a scroll is to teach it to the children of Israel. And that's why those who write about mitzvot say that this mitzvah includes today the development of a personal Torah library in order to teach and to learn. Rabbeinu Osher, the Rush, actually says that in our time, the primary fulfillment of the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is the purchase of Sfarim, because the Sefer Torah is no longer the text book that we use to learn Torah. It's relegated to the Holy Ark in the Shul, and it is read on Shabbat, Monday and Thursday, and Chagim. But learning is done with a variety of texts, and I include in this applications for your cell phone, which contain texts to study from. There is a lovely free app of Kahati's Mishnayot in the format of Kahati, with the text of the Mishnah and the Bar Tanura and Kahati's explanation. Every phone should have that. It's a wonderful way to sneak in a couple of minutes of Torah learning when you're on a bus or a train or waiting online or whatever. But there are unbelievably extensive Torah libraries available for computer and for smartphones, in addition to hard copy books, which you need on Shabbat and during the week. They're nice also. And all of that is subsumed under the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Whereas Sephardim have been reciting Slichot late night, early morning, since the second of Elul, Ashkenazim follow a minhag of saying Slichot, penitential prayers, not a good term, on the Motzoi Shabbat preceding Rosh Hashanah, if there will be 4 days on which to say the Slichot before Rosh Hashanah. So this year, with Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, we have Sunday, which is Motzoi Shabbat Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and that's 4 days. When Rosh Hashanah is a Monday or a Tuesday, there aren't 4 days between Sunday and Rosh Hashanah, in which case Slichot is a full week earlier, always starting on a Sunday morning, or more commonly on late Motzoi Shabbat, Saturday night. So this coming Saturday night, this year, September 16th, will be the first Slichot. The Israel Center, actually, the OU Israel Center, has 2 sets of services. We have a pre-Slichot Shi'ur at 9:30, followed by Slichot at 10:30. More popular because of its earlier hour. And then we have another shiur at 11:30, followed by Slichot at 12:30, which makes it 12:35 at after halachic midnight, which is the preferred time for slichot, albeit less popular in attendance because of its late hour. And then Sunday morning has already been covered by Saturday night, so you have early Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and Wednesday morning, which are done in many shuls on Monday night, on Tuesday night for Wednesday morning, which is the expanded Slichot of Erev Rosh Hashanah, which brings us to Rosh Hashanah. Don't have a lot of time left to record the show. I'm running late. But I will say the following. There is no doubt in my mind that the mitzvah of shofar includes the prayer of the day. In other words, Chazal went out of their way to package the shofar blowing in the context of synagogue service. We practically now, on Thursday morning and on Friday morning, after Torah reading, after the Haftorah, the Torah scrolls are left on the Shulchan, covered by a talis, and then we have the first set of shofar blowing, where we have preliminary passage from Tehillim and preliminary psukim that are said responsively, chazan and congregation, and then the brachot are recited on shofar blowing. Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'shmoa kol shofar. And shechianu v'kimanu v'gernu l'zman hazeh. And what follows is a set of tekiya shvarim teruah tekiya three times, tekiya shvarim tekiya three times, tekiya teruah tekiya three times. That set is called 30 kolot, 30 blasts of the shofar, and is considered the fulfillment of the Torah's obligation to hear the sound of the shofar. Came our sages and said, we want more. We want now, when we're about to say the Amidah of Musaf, where the central themes of the brachot in the middle of the Amidah, long Amidah, the longest of the year, the central themes are God's kingship, called Malchiot, remembrances, Zichronot, and Shofar, Shofarot. Those three brachot are three themes, and each one is accompanied by a small set of 10 blasts, which is Tekiya Shvarim Teruah Tekiya, Tekiya Shvarim Tekiya, Tekiya Teruah Tekiya. There are congregations that blow together with a silent Amidah and then blow another three sets in the repetition of the Amidah. Many do not blow in the silent Amidah, but just in the repetition. And then a total of 100 blasts are completed after the Amidah with either 10 more or 40 more, depending on which custom. But my point is that Chazal felt compelled and saw the benefit in weaving together the shofar and the prayer. Shofar sound is primitive, very, very simple, and without using words, expresses different moods and themes of the day. I'll mention specifically, in broad terms, the tekiah, the long, simple, straight-toned blast, is the call for the, oh, what do you want to call it? The good stuff of Rosh Hashanah. The anniversary of the coronation of God as king. That is represented and featured by the Tekiah. The experience at Sinai, which is described as having a shofar with ever-increasing volume. And the shofar of the future of Mashiach's time. V'hoya bayom hahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. The ingathering of the exiles. That's the Tekiah, the broken sounds, which symbolize and represent moaning and growing and sighing and sobbing and crying, refer to the Day of Judgment and the accountability for one's sins, and hopefully the repentance for one's sins, which will avert punishment. And more than that, will solidify our relationship with God. That, in a nutshell, is the understanding of the primeval blasts of the shofar, the davening with words much more sophisticated, but the blend of the two is an amazing thing because it reflects our emotions and our intellect. We have a primitive side, and we have a more sophisticated side. And the davening, the prayer, and the shofar blowing need not be separated. There are technical reasons for blowing first altogether. But the real meat of what the day is supposed to be, a Yom Teruah Yelachem, is the interweaving of the blasts of the shofar with the prayer. And we need to focus on both. On that note, I will wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a Shana Tova Umetuka, a Ketiva V'Chatima Tova, and a Mirtz Hashem L'Hishtamea.
Mikrakaidesh, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Thank you. Jojm truła mi krokoj deż, mi krokoj deż. Zej chelici jas mi troim, lici jas mi troim.